The basis of our meditation this day is the gospel lesson. You may be seated. In this season of Epiphany, our lessons manifest the fact that the baby born in Bethlehem is indeed the Christ of God. Our text for today, the miracle at the wedding at Cana, has not as its focus the changing of water into wine, but rather that Jesus performed this deed as a miraculous sign of his true identity, and in doing so, revealed his glory. The last verse of our text sums up this remarkable event. What Jesus did there was revealed his glory, with the result that his disciples put their faith in him. According to God's ancient covenant with Israel, wine was a sign of God's love and his blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, Moses records, "He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crops of your land, your grain, your wine, and oil." And through the prophet Isaiah, God promised a future when he would swallow up death forever and would provide a banquet of aged wine for his redeemed people. It was a heavenly banquet of the finest of meats and the finest of wines. Amos prophesied that when Israel would be restored, at the time of the coming of the Messiah, new wine will drip from the mountains and flow from the hills. A sign of the coming of the Messiah, then, would be an abundance of new wine. Now, if an abundance of new wine was a sign of God's blessing, then certainly a lack of wine would be a sign of God's curse. And in Deuteronomy, it says that the unfaithful who do not live within God's divine covenant would suffer from the lack of wine. Wine was the drink cherished above all others, and for this reason, when the supply at the wedding at Cana ran out, it was seen as a very serious problem. It was more than a social faux pas. Jesus restored the honor of the host of the wedding by providing abundantly for the needs of the wedding guests. Not only was there an abundance of wine, but as the wine steward pronounced, this was the finest of wine. In this miracle, the disciples glimpsed Jesus' glory and believed in him. It was a sign that Jesus was indeed the Lamb of God, the Messiah, the Christ, promised by Moses and the prophets, the Son of God and the King of Israel, whose suffering, death, resurrection and ascension would open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. The sign at Cana was the first of many his disciples would see, all pointing to Jesus as the source of eternal life. Jesus revealed his glory more fully when he conquered Satan, sin, and death. The time would come when evil would seemingly triumph over our Savior, but only until the third day. Then Jesus would reveal his glory by rising from the dead, and in his triumphant resurrection, in his glorious ascension, Jesus continued to display his glory. He continued performing miraculous signs and wonders, showing himself to be the Messiah. Jesus revealed his glory at the wedding at Cana by changing water into wine. In doing so, he came in love to attend to the needs of those two families in Cana. When Jesus revealed his glory at Calvary, he displayed the glory of God's love for every human being. For Jesus came to this earth to attend to the needs of all people for all time. Our concerns are certainly far greater than the possibility of running out of wine at a wedding. The concerns that confront us are a matter of life and death, spiritual life and spiritual death. Our Lord Jesus came and rescued us from spiritual death and has now given us spiritual life. At Cana, Jesus supplied us with a sign of God's favor. At Calvary, and in the days following his resurrection, Jesus reveals himself, manifests himself as the one who loves us perfectly. Our sins are now forgiven, and we have been welcomed into God's eternal heavenly family. As the prophet Isaiah has written, "We have not been deserted. He has not left us desolate. He rejoices over us." This morning, you and I are invited to the Lord's table. It is a foretaste of the heavenly feast to come. The wine we receive here is the very blood of our Savior Jesus, blood that was shed for our forgiveness, for our sins, to reconcile us, yes, to God, but also, my friends, to reconcile us one to another. The revelation, the manifestation of our Lord's transforming glory empowered his disciples to believe in him and to live for him. It does the very same for us. Because Jesus has revealed his glory to us, we live to the glory and honor of his holy name. Amen. Be right. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.